I mentioned this week I celebrate my 70th birthday. Where, oh, where has our young years gone? Who sang that song, the Grand Ole Opry? Where, oh, where have our young years gone? Maybe Oney Wheeler might have done that. But Joyce and I have been together over 48 years. Man, what a time, what a ride. The good, the bad, the ugly. And of course, my celebration must begin and end with the Lord's wonderful mercy and amazing grace. I'm a testimony to God's keeping power. Saved as a boy, but I never lived for God for many years. Never forgot God, stayed in the book, but I didn't live for God for many years. The celebration started at the foot of the cross and it will end at the throne of God. We'll end in glory according to God's precious promises. God's keeping power. In John 17, our Lord prayed this prayer to his heavenly Father. He said, while I was with him in the world, I kept them in thy name. And those that thou hast gavest me, that thou gavest me, have I kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Lamentations and 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. That's why I'm alive today. It's God's mercies. Many times he should have swatted me like a common housefly. It's his mercies. You should be thankful for God's mercies. He perfected forever. Perfected my soul and spirit. He cut it apart from this body of flesh, and my life is hid with Christ in God. Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now in Psalms 90, I'm going to read this psalm. It says, a prayer of Moses. A prayer of Moses, man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as but yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years and a tale as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish it, thou it. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your long-suffering toward me and your goodness toward me and your remedial power toward me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to continue as a servant of the Most High God, Lord, and to forsake the carnality and the things of this world, Lord, and become and hope to be a peculiar people to you, Lord, that your will might be done and not ours, Lord, that we might bring forth your word with power, the truth of your word, Father. Pray that we, you might teach us to stay in your word, stay on our knees, Lord, and keep ever our hearts before thee, Lord. Hold me up today by the power of your might, Lord, and thank you for every soul and every house that is represented here today. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, even though from my youth, this body of flesh has been prone to sin. From my youth, I look around and see a few faces that can attest to that. I won't mention a single name, Graydon, but attest to some of my youthful craziness. The psalmist said, I love this verse, Psalms 103:13. It says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are dust. My years have been filled with self-will, self-indulgence, self-promotion. They've also been filled with correction and repentance. Corrected by my parents as a child. I think for several years there, I averaged about 5 whippings every day. And that's only the stuff I got caught at. Corrected by my teachers through my school years. I was kicked out of school 2 before I ever got to high school. A rebel. Corrected by my employers through a myriad of occupations. I started young, 12 or 13 years old. I had a paper route. I delivered the Chicago Daily News and the Chicago American. Had a bicycle with a big, huge basket on it filled with newspapers that I'd throw up on the step. I also worked around age 13 or 14 at a laundromat at cleaning behind the machines and cleaning the floors. I first got paid for singing. I was a singing in a rock group when I was 10 and 11 years old. I think at the age of 12 is where I first got paid for singing and playing as part of the Dick Archer Band at the American Legion in Joliet, Illinois. I got paid $10. I went home, showed my mama that $10. She said, well, you're a professional musician now, son. I wish she hadn't have said that. Might have ruined me. A couple of my friends in Illinois and I worked a week for the circus that came to town. We was on a group of boys, and they selected to help them that week. We were expecting a big paycheck. We helped put up the tents. We fed the elephants, and man, it was something. At the end of the week, I gave each of us boys 50 cents. Oh, well. In high school, David Cranser and I worked at the Brandis Pallet Lumber Company, nailing pallets every night after school and on the weekends. Dave, you still there? Still there, all right. We played for the Brandis Pallet Lumber Team softball team, didn't we, out at the Dairy Moo. What was that fellow, Holland, what was his name out on the Dairy Moo? Holland, I can't remember. He was an interesting fella. He was supposed to furnish the softballs. Instead of buying new softballs every year, he'd take the old ones and paint them white and hand them out. Tesley Holland, is that it? Oh, well. I ran a bulldozer for my dad in high school, operated a forklift at the canning factory in Sumlin right after high school, worked for Denver Mills, putting up hay all through high school, cleaning manure out of his barns. I ran a dozer for Kenny Gray's brother. Quite a bit. Ray, what a guy. Loved him, a good man. Well, God told Adam early on in Genesis 3:19, he said, "In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." I think many in America today have kind of missed the memo on that working for a living. Joyce and I both worked hard for decades. She worked as a nurse. When I was on the police department in Miami, she started nursing school. Been an RN for decades. Still holds her license as an RN. We never gave up her license. She was a psych nurse for 20 years at Mental Health. And they gave her, I think, 16 in-service hours for living with me. Just thought I'd throw that in. We both battled cancer. I had the thyroid and throat cancer. And in my lymph nodes, I'm missing like 16 lymph nodes. She had lung cancer. It didn't look good, but strangest thing, God showed up. God showed up. I look back over the years, and as the verse said, 1,000 years seem like yesterday. My life seems like just a very short amount of time. Psalms 103:15, "As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." God was long-suffering to all my carnality. I worked as an early morning disc jockey. I went to radio school out of high school, worked as an early morning disc jockey, had a country music show, mixed a little country and bluegrass. I was an early morning man. I met Bobby Kennedy 3 weeks before he was killed. That was during the Indiana primary. He came to Greensburg, Indiana, and landed at that little airport there. Got to shake his hand. Our station interviewed him. I was news director at that radio station at the time. Got to travel with two Country Music Hall of Fame members to play bass. I played bass with Gene Shepherd on the Grand Ole Opry. Gene Shepherd was formerly married to Hawkshaw Hawkins, who got killed with Patsy Cline and Cowboy Copas in a plane crash. And I stayed at her house for a while with her and Hawk's two little boys. She had a song about it, two little boys. Her husband was Benny Birchfield. Got to travel to a lot of places. I played probably 50 times behind a third Country Music Hall of Fame member. And I enjoyed Mac Wiseman. We just lost Mac last year. I went to his funeral. I've done a lot of things. Traveled a million miles with the boys from Indiana. Received a lot of accolades. A policeman for 33 years, a big city detective in Miami. I worked the organized crime unit. I was assigned as a special investigator to the Dade County State Attorney's Office when Janet Reno worked out of that office. I was chief probation officer for our Ripley Circuit Court over here for a while and served as Ripley County Sheriff, fulfilling the unexpired term of Steve Lovins. Done a lot. I won the American Legion's J. Edgar Hoover Award. I've done a lot of things. I tell folks I'm almost good at a lot of things, almost. But most of my life, I've left out as far as service the most important one of the ages. I served my fellow man. I served myself. But the greatest honor in my life is to be a servant of the Most High God. Amen. To serve him. So many of those accolades that I got, and we played everywhere. The boys from Indiana, we were honored. I remember getting a big hug from Emmy Lou Harris as we won an award at IBMA, and we played at the White House for President Reagan, his last big Christmas party in 1988. Done a lot of things, but most of those things, those weren't for the glory of God. We played gospel music at the White House, but you can't live your life glorifying yourself. That kind of stuff at the judgment seat of Christ just goes up in smoke. What remains is what you did for Jesus Christ. The greatest honor is to serve God. No greater honor in this life or the life to come. Yet, now, I want you to listen to this. In spite of all that, sin still dogs me. Sin still dogs this mortal body of mine. 70 years old and still battling sin every day. That's why the Lord promises a new body. Not subject to sin. Back in 1670, a fellow named Bishop Berkeley wrote this. I agree with him. He said, I cannot pray, but I sin. I cannot preach, but I sin. I cannot administer nor receive the Holy Sacrament, but I sin. My very repentance needs to be repented of. And the tears that I shed need washing in the blood of Jesus. That's this body of flesh. It's a mess. Don't ever think that you've arrived, folks. In September, it's not the first round, the 20-something of September, it will mark my 21st year here at Hope Baptist. Bud King looked me up, wanted me to come preach. I just fill in a pulpit for a while. I still bring up his family, all his house, every night. I brought him up last night. I brought you up, Lalo, last night, and these girls, Melvis, brought them up in prayer. Bud's gone. Bud's dream, he told me when we were in that little block building over there, he said, well, I have had a dream for a long time that there'd be a big church out in the middle of this field. My. It has been, and I pray will continue to be a good ride. Once you start serving God, don't quit. Don't quit on him. Winning the lost, discipling the saints, keeping out of God's way and what he wants to accomplish. Nothing here is about me. The church is not about the pastor. It's not about the deacons or the this committee or that committee. It's about the Lord and bringing glory to him. And to bring glory to him, we do what we can to try to live a holy life. As Jeremiah was teaching in Sunday school, we judge ourselves when we fall into a sin or yield to a sin, confess it, and we move on for God. We get up and go on for God, trusting in Christ, glorying in Christ, yielding to Christ, yearning for Christ, and most of all, loving him. You love him because he first loved you. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. See, Brother Danny Esposito, back with us today, had a debilitating stroke. He didn't know what the outcome was going to be. He's back with us. Amen. God is able. He's not done with Danny. King David. When King David grew old, he said over in Psalms 37, in so many words, he said that he had seen a lot of things. He said, I've seen the heat of many summers. I've seen the cold of many winters. I've seen them come and I've seen them go. In Psalms 37:25, he said, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet, he said, there's one thing that I've never seen. He said, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Peter said, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. He said, surely I must put off this my tabernacle to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. I've got my reservation in, a reservation that no man can cancel. Solomon said this, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Growing older means growing nearer to meeting the Lord. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. Job said this. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. I'm reminded, when I read that verse the other night, I was reminded about the prophecy of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37, when all the sinews and the muscles started coming up on those dry bones, the valley of dry bones, and here are men standing up, and the Lord told Ezekiel, this is the whole house of Israel. And they're standing before the Lord, placed in the beginning of the millennium. You know who was in that crowd? Job. Just as he foretold, he stood in the flesh upon the earth with his Lord. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 102:3, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. James says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. Live for God, love God, call on God, depend on God. I've seen many in this church, folks growing old. We've lost many. I've buried quite a few here. People having to leave their homes. That's hard to do. It gets to where you can't take care of that big place, and some anxiety involved in that. But know this, God is not missing anything. God knows everything you're going through, and God has promised to take care of you, and God will take care of you. I left police work before I got a pension. I never tried to burden the church with a pension. Joyce and I will be living, she did too, we'll be living on Social Security. Am I going to stop? I trusted God. I quit police work a year and a half before I could have got a retirement. Am I worried about it? No. God's always taken care of me. I've trusted him too, and he always has. And he always will. Trust him. In fact, the Lord said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bob Jones Sr. once said, that which you would be for God, you are now becoming. Wow. The Apostle Paul says in Titus 3:8 said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto a man. It's good and it's profitable that you maintain good works. You try to do right. That's another thing Bob Jones, one of his chapel sayings was, do right. Do what you ought to do. You know what you ought to do. 1 John 2:28, now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Oh, to know him and the fellowship of his suffering, the power of his resurrection. Joshua told his children of Israel, this book shall not depart. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observest to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou find good success. Want to be successful in life? Trust God. Want to be successful in your Christian life? Trust God. Trust God. Back in our text in Psalms 90:10, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. I remember a song years ago when I was a boy. I think it was, I don't remember. Maybe Eddie Arnold, but Jim Reeves, I think, did the song. I've lived a lot in my time. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time. Anybody remember that song? All you youngsters, nobody remembers nothing. All right. I'm getting old. All the songs that I do are old. All the jokes that I tell are old. But I like Timothy. Timothy said this, and that's where I am. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I'm one of those that he has perfected forever. He's able to keep me. If he hadn't been able to keep me, I would have lost it as a boy because I did a lot of sinful things. God and God's was always correcting me and remedial. To bring you back, to bring you back. The chastisement of God, whom the Lord loveth, he chastises and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. God kept bringing me back and bringing me back. I still have to confess sinful thoughts. This body, I'll be so glad to get a new body that won't be subject to this. I won't have to battle that sinfulness and that lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, or pride of life, wanting to be somebody when I'm nobody. I just want to be God's servant. I want to be a child of God. I want to do something and be something for him. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, you don't know a lot about what I'm talking about. Oh, you know about sin, but maybe you've never figured that it was really sin. If I'm ready, if everyone stand up, you folks come. Joyce, you come to the piano. Will you play bass with them? Will you play bass with them on this too? God loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance is when a man comes to himself. Repentance needs to bring you to the cross of Christ. The Bible says repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just be sorry for getting caught. Not just being sorry, but sorrow toward God for offending him. Sinning against a holy God. Sinning against the one that gave you life and gave you breath and that heals your diseases and takes care of you in your time of sorrow. Trust him. If you've never done that, it'd be a good day to do that. The altar's open. If you want to step out, take about 5 minutes to take that Bible and show you the simplicity of Christ and how to know that you're going to heaven. John said, these things have I written that to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. My, my, my. As we sing, the altar's open.